Good morning, readers, and welcome to the weekly podcast of the Book Club Company, where we take a deep dive into books and compare and talk about them. Before we get started, we would like to thank the Dollar Shave Club for sponsoring this week's episode. Today, we're going to be getting into To Kill a Mockingbird and The Book of Negroes and deciding which one of the two is better for grade 10 students in Canada to be taught. Let's get into it. First, I'm going to be talking about the main characters of the two stories. We have Scout from To Kill a Mockingbird and Amanata from The Book of Negroes. Scout is the more relatable character of the two, as she's a white kid from the South, learning about racism, growing up, and being taught by her dad to be a great kid. Scout is more relatable to grade 10 students, as the age gap is less evident, and even though she's 8, she acts like most grade 10 students would in her situation. Amanata is, in my opinion, too perfect to be the main character. She has almost no flaws, as the only bad thing she did in the entire novel was kiss Sammy goodbye when she was leaving for Nova Scotia. It's great that she has little flaws, but your main character needs to be relatable, in my opinion. And I don't think she's a relatable character. I think that she would be a great supporting character in a different film, because I just don't think she's great. Scout is deeply flawed, which makes her so great. She makes a lot of mistakes in the book, but we see her grow up and learn about prejudice and racism that is going on in their world, and she learns that all races are equal. Now, I'm going to be comparing the secondary characters in the story. I'm going to look at Atticus Finch versus Shakura. I'm just going to put it out there. Atticus Finch is the greatest supporting character not only of the two stories, but possibly ever. He's a great, lovable father in the story. He lets his kids have their personal space, but when they need him, he's always there and ready to help. He helps help Tom Robinson to the best of his abilities about the rape case, and we learn that he's a great marksman, and this is just some of the things that make him so great. Shakur is a great character, don't get me wrong. He fights for his freedom constantly and has his romance with Amanata, but I feel like we didn't learn enough about him in the story, and if they developed him better, it could have been a lot better. So let's get into each story's settings. We have To Kill a Mockingbird, which takes place in the South during the Depression, and The Book of Negroes, which starts in Africa, then goes to North America during the slave trade. I think both stories knock it out of the park in their settings, as To Kill a Mockingbird portrays how it would have been like to be a white family defending a Negro in a court in that time. And in the more global setting of The Book of Negroes, they do a great job portraying each location that they choose, including Africa, Nova Scotia, New York, and more. To Kill a Mockingbird is a book written in the first person, as Scout being the narrator and protagonist. In the beginning, she's the main focus of the book, but during the second part of the book, she begins to be less of the focus, as it focuses more in on the trial. The Book of Negroes in the episodic film series follows Amanata Diallo through the start to the end, as it begins in Africa, then she gets captured for the slave trade, and it shows the emotional, physical, and sexual harassment and problems she had a black woman in that time. In conclusion, I believe that To Kill a Mockingbird is the better book to be taught to grade 10 students in Canada, as it is more modern, and it shows the discrimination that black people faced in the 30s. But they're still being treated differently to this day. A big reason is it shows the sometimes unjust justice system and how there are flaws in the system, even if there is no evidence and the proper arguments have been made. In To Kill a Mockingbird, it tells you to not judge a book by its cover, as many characters you think you may know change throughout the story, like Boo Radley, for example. It shows us to fight with our heads, not our fists, as Scout loved to throw punches. Atticus always kept a cool head, even in situations a lot of people wouldn't blame him in throwing a punch or two. And we're back. The reason we need to ask this question, as people are still racist and look at and treat other races differently. I'm glad this is still in the school system, because racism is something that needs to be talked about a lot, because people are still subconsciously racist
and will continue to pass it from generation to generation if we don't put an end to it and realize everyone was created equally. Thank you for listening to this week's episode from The Book Club Company on To Kill a Mockingbird versus The Book of Negroes. Tune in next week for some more content.